Donald Trump Jr. is campaigning for the president today in northern Arizona, launching an official effort to recruit Native American voters. But elsewhere in the state near Arizona's border with Mexico, Native Americans have been protesting the Trump administration and its ramped up construction of the border wall ahead of the election. On Monday, state troopers tear gassed Native protesters after they blocked a road near the construction site. Eleven people were arrested, including some children. The wall construction crosses through Tohono O'odham land, and members of the tribal nations say the work is destroying their history and their water. Let's bring in V. Lewis, who is a member of the tribe and a teacher. She lives in Tucson, and she's here with us now on a Skype line. V, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
And now, you weren't at that protest, but I know you're deeply involved with this issue. What's your reaction when you hear that sound and when you see videos of that encounter with state troopers?
It's traumatizing, it's harmful, it's hurtful. And it also reminds me of Standing Rock, North Dakota, when the same battle of the Lakota, Nakota, and Dakota people had to stand for their clean water and a pipeline going under the Missouri River. It brings up a lot of that.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the environmental impact here for just a minute, but I do want to say that a spokesman for the state troopers said that the protesters were given a five-minute warning to disperse before the officers moved in. But many members of your tribal nation live on both sides of the border. They've been protesting this construction of this border wall for months now. Do you feel like anyone is listening?
Maybe more so now than ever, but no. Before this, there has been many indigenous folks that have tried to take things to court, to do it the quote-unquote orthodox way, and to get it recognized in the legislative with the administration. And no one has heard any of our cries and our despair for the earth and what's happening to our lands itself. And this is the first time that I've heard, and that all of us have recognized, that they are taking heed and asking us for interviews and coming down to the actual quote-unquote border and being able to start sharing our story and putting it out there.
And you say quote-unquote border because to your people there is none. It doesn't really exist. It's a false construction.
There is no word, correct. There is no word for border in our language, nor did we ever ask for a border. That's dividing of our people. There's four different tribes within one nation: the Acoma O'odham, the Tohono O'odham, Hiachit O'odham, and the Sonoran O'odham. The Sonoran O'odham are the O'odham that are in Mexico, and that border wall crossed those people. Hmm.
To build the wall, construction crews have had to destroy burial sites. They've cut down protected saguaro cactuses in the region. Right. Native people have also said that the work is draining precious water resources in what is a very, very arid landscape. Tell me more about the environmental impact of the wall on your traditional lands.
So to paint a very true, vivid picture, you're seeing the four-legged, which are like deer out there, being stuck at the wall and eventually dying there because they know their path of migration and they're still trying to follow it. And there's a wall there now that's blocking them from migrating through that area to get the nutrients and the water that they need to continue their path of migration. The natural spring sacred site that we have is being drained to utilize for water to be mixed with the concrete for the wall itself. That is just, every time I have to say that, I'm mortified, I'm hurt, I'm just taken back that this is actually logical for the administration to think that that's okay. We have in our sacred spring the Sonoit, the mud turtle. And if that water goes, that mud turtle goes, and that mud turtle is only found in that sacred site that spring in the quote-unquote Oregon Park National Monument, also known as Hiachit O'odham Land.
Well, there was some significant news last Friday when a federal court said that the president couldn't use that military money to fund the new border wall. That was supposed to stop construction. We'll see what happens with that. But when you hear about the president's son coming to Arizona to hold a Native Americans for Trump event, well, you know, what's your reaction to that?
Can you use profanity here? No, it's not something that as I feel that where we stand is that something that we're willing to embrace or accept or hear out. Our cries are being heard right now in what you have just played, that take back. And we're not standing for it. And so for any administration or any part of it to try to come and rally for indigenous or native folks to side in the vote, I think that's ridiculous. It's actually laughable at this point because we know better.
That's V. Lewis, member of the Tohono O'odham Nation, protesting the border wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. Thank you so much for your time, V. Appreciate it.
Thank you.